USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russia-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine. President Biden at the UN this week.
If nations can pursue their imperial ambitions without consequences, then we put at risk everything this very institution stands for. Everything.
Central banks around the world move Thursday to combat the effects of a soaring dollar and red-hot inflation. ING Group is calling it Super Thursday, as central bank meetings from Norway to South Africa all raise their rates higher than expected. Japan said it went in a different direction. Thursday, it intervened in currency markets to sell dollars and buy yen, the first such intervention in 24 years. President Biden announced Thursday that the federal government will cover 100% of the costs for the next month as Puerto Rico recovers from Hurricane Fiona. A U.S. aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea on Friday for the first time in about 4 years. We are set to join other military vessels in a show of force. The USS Ronald Reagan and ships from its accompanying strike force docked at a naval base in southern port city of Busan ahead of the joint drills with South Korean forces. Experts are in the dark after two deadly mass whale strandings in Tasmania, an island of Australia, had 230 whales found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday. Most have died. 2 days earlier, 14 sperm whales were found dead on the beach. When we know more, you'll know more. We are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The GOP heading into the midterm elections is talking strategy.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has released an agenda called Commitment to America that aims to fight inflation, secure the border, and protect unborn children. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News to weigh in on the Democrat strategy heading into the midterms, specifically abortion rights.
They will talk about what they think motivates their base, and then both sides will try to figure out how to expand that reach to independent voters, to suburban women who typically are very important.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a court filing on Thursday, the federal judge tasked with reviewing the FBI seized materials from Mar-a-Lago told federal prosecutors to begin producing the approximately 11,000 documents that were taken last month from President Trump's Florida home. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary said that by Monday, the Department of Justice must provide electronic copies of the materials, not labeled classified, to both Deary and Trump's team. Protests in Iran over the death of Mahsa Amini while in police custody have spread further across the country as the Iranian regime has ramped up efforts to crack down. Protests have spread to 100 Iranian cities and 30 provinces, leaving dozens dead and resulting in widespread arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.